this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Those words, 40 years ago on a Sunday afternoon, were to change the lives of millions the world over. Few really knew at that moment just how much, though. Few could foresee the slaughter, the privation, the devastation the next 3.5 years would bring, with memories lingering forever. So today is a day of reflection, and one of the things on which many will reflect is the first thought to run through our heads when we heard those words on that day of infamy. Well-known Toledo cartoonist and broadcaster John Saunders, who was destined to slog across Europe, as he put it, as a member of Eisenhower's staff carrying a rifle instead of a briefcase, was at dinner in his South Toledo home.
My father walked into the dining room and said that the Japanese were bombing Pearl Harbor. And my mother said, what does that mean? And he said, well, that means we are at war. Right from the beginning, I don't think there was any doubt in my mind that, okay, if we're at war, we're going to win it. And 3 years later, or almost 4 years later, I found out that winning it had not been quite that simple.
The action did not come as much of a surprise to professional Marine, retired General then Major Walter Churchill, at that time intelligence officer stationed in Iceland.
We'd already been in training for the event of a national emergency, and we'd expected anything to happen, you know. So that was just another occasion.
Toledo and Jim Gilbert of the Gilbert Mailing Service was there that day of infamy, a young Navy ensign looking forward to spending a day at the beach at Waikiki.
We just couldn't believe that it was happening, and that is really would cover my whole feeling as we went back to the harbor and saw the anti-aircraft burst in the air, and people parked along the road, and it was just like a big show.
I was 6 days short of 17 at that time, working in a hospital kitchen in Rochester, Minnesota. I walked into the bakery looking for some pies that had to be delivered, when a nun burst through the door and announced the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, to which I replied, oh, that's too bad. Where are those pies, sister? I didn't even know where Pearl Harbor is. But I learned, as did everyone. And it was not too long before I was flying high over Europe as a radio operator machine gunner on a B-17. It was not the war to end all wars. Our fathers had fought that one 25 years earlier. But it was our war, and this is our day of reflection. Don Edwards, WCWA News.